Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, here with Carl. What's going on, man?
Welcome to the host of the show, Evil Brett.
Evil Brett.
Also called Bubby.
Bubby, yeah. You had a good visit with her today?
I had a good visit with her, yeah.
That's cool. She's such a cutie.
Yeah.
I got to make me a drink, man. I haven't made me a drink yet.
Oh, hell. So I brought Jigsaw to the show now. He had to switch a chair around. And I noticed, if you look, you can see Dee Snider right there.
Yeah, you can.
So,
did you move Jason?
No, Jason's in the same old spot.
Oh, he's just behind the...
You just can't see Jason. All he sees is his back from the way I'm sitting.
Oh,
so tonight we have nothing to discuss, so free for all, I guess. I don't know.
Free for all, talk shit and binge, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Now, that last show was me talking shit. I probably went overboard on that one.
Yeah, but that got a lot of views, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking some major shit on that one.
There we go.
I apologize to whoever on that.
Well, it is what it is. Probably anybody that
likes Phil Anselmo and Rich.
Yeah, I doubt he's fucking listening.
Oh, hell no. Hold on there. That's better. So I guess the big news of my weekend is the TCU Horned Frogs are in the national championship game.
Yes, they are. How long has it been since they've been in the championship?
The last time they won it was 1937 or 38.
Wow. When's the last time they were in it?
Well, they just started having this thing not that long ago.
Oh.
They've never been in it. They did play in the Rose Bowl about maybe 7 years ago, and they won the Rose Bowl and went undefeated, but they didn't win the national title.
Huh.
This playoff system is all new, so.
So, when's that game tomorrow?
It's on Monday night.
Monday night. Well, go Horny Frogs.
Yeah. So.
Are you going to be wearing your purple?
Oh, yeah. I'm already wearing some. Ouch. That hurt. I got my Horned Frog shirt on today.
Oh. I see that.
Dropping everything.
This Jigsaw man took all my space away.
You ain't got nowhere to set nothing?
No, he took all the space. Damn creep.
I wish he fit on that tricycle.
He doesn't.
He had to cut his legs down or something.
Why am I cutting his legs down?
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. But yeah, that's the big weekend. Is TCU Horned Frogs are in the national title game against Georgia Bulldogs in Los Angeles. And the creepy guys, is it Todd or Sean? One of them are Georgia fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's Todd.
It is Todd, yeah. So I should make a friendly wager with him. I'll have to send him a message.
Well, you might be able to talk to him tonight if he comes on after the show.
Yeah.
Jimbo said he's going to come on. And
well, we're doing this on a Saturday for the first time ever, I guess. I don't ever remember doing
We always either did it on a Sunday or a Friday.
Yeah, so tonight's a special night and we have no topics, so
we're just talking shit. watched anything or listened to anything new this week?
There is a band from Germany called Jaded Heart that's been popping up on iTunes, and I've been listening to them all week.
Oh, really?
They're sort of power metal, sort of 80s metal. Really good band. It's my kind of music. I don't know if you'd like them a lot.
Well, I'll have to check them out.
They have a new album. I guess it's fairly new.
Let me put Jaded that on the list while I'm thinking about it.
They are from Germany, and they're sort of in the vein of most of the band. Apparently, 90% of the bands I listen to, current bands, that is, are from Germany. There is no freaking, besides local bands, there's nothing national, there, period, I guess. I don't know of anybody. But this album is from 2022. It's called Heart Attack from Jaded Heart.
Looking at that right now.
They've been around for a while. They got several albums, but they didn't kind of come
all
up
right,
their own.
I see a song on here called Blood Red Skies. Is that a cover of the Priest
no,
song?
No, it is not. Can you play it? I hear nothing. I hear silence.
Not too bad.
We haven't heard silence since Beth was on the show that one night and everything went dead silent. She was looking up something. Yeah, they're a good band. I like those guys. I found them on Facebook, so I'm going to start researching them.
Found them on Facebook, huh?
Yeah. No, I found them on Apple Music, but I've located them on Facebook.
I see.
But one of the songs has showed up on my Apple Music list, and I was like, these guys are pretty cool.
It didn't sound too bad, just the little beginning of it I listened to there.
There's one song that sounds very Dokken-like.
Dokken, huh?
Yeah. Very Lynch. I guess more Lynch than Dokken.
Guitar-wise, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, very, very Lynch guitar.
I've been on a suicidal tendencies kick this week.
Never got into those guys. They always annoyed me. Mike Murr's voice is just grated on my nerves. I think that's what his goal was.
I think I'm actually going to do a midweek on one of their albums this week. So
pick some random shit sometimes. I'm drinking our green tonight.
You're drinking green? I still got to finish. I'm about finished my orange.
Well, I like a little bit of orange, but
I think I like the lime better.
I was kind of in the mood for the green. I don't have a lot of the orange left, so
I think I'm going to stick to the lime.
I like them both. And then always keep a bottle of the Baby Grey Goose around now.
The baby?
Get that from my sister's liquor store up on Belknap. Jack Star Liquor. Shout out to them. They've been there since like 1950. I don't know. You can get this little bottle for like $12.
Really? What is it? A quart?
Yeah. Pint? It's a pint.
It's a pint?
I think. I don't know. I know it's cheap for Grey Goose.
Yeah, I know, because they want like $50 a half gallon for that shit.
It's good to have around for shots.
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Oh, yeah. I haven't drank anything in about 3 weeks, I don't think.
I didn't drink much last week. I guess because I wanted to save it for this week. I don't know.
Hell, I didn't even want to do the show last week, so I got to apologize to everybody. I was really not into the show last week. It was just one of those, you know, I wanted to do it for Christmas, and we didn't get to, and I just kind of like, well, screw this, but we did it anyway.
You lost interest.
I lost interest, and I love Krumpus, but last week was sort of a force myself to do the show, I guess. I hate to say that, but you know me. I'm just honest.
It wasn't one of our best episodes, but
probably not. I think I faked my way through it pretty good. I tried to be funny in it, but me and you were arguing. I listened to the show to check volumes, and I'm like, it sounded like me and Brett were really pissed at each other at times. I said something, and you kind of jumped back, and I jumped back, and I'm like, We had legitimate heat going on there for a minute over something.
Did you see that thing, Natasha? I sent you that thing Natasha sent me.
The drinking game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember what was on it now.
That's funny.
I know Pumpkinhead's on it, and he sits right here. You can't see him on the thing very well, but Pumpkinhead is with us at all times. He's now a fixture.
Let's see what all is on our list here.
Yeah.
Where is it at?
TCU, I guess it'll be on there now. If they
okay,
the
drink.
Bulldogs.
Take a shot every time Carl repeats himself.
I repeat myself a lot. I do that at work.
Count
I
Karabi.
Think I do it at work because there's a bunch of dumb fucks who don't listen, so you got to tell them 15 times.
Yeah, I got to do that shit too.
So that is where I get my repeat myself from, because you have to say over and over. So yes, that is true. I do repeat myself. But 30 years of being at the same job, yeah, it's sort of redundant now. I have to tell everybody. See, I'm repeating myself. There you go.
Next, you got every time Count Karabi is mentioned.
I don't think we mentioned Count Karabi that much.
Every time Carl rants about something.
Now, I rant a lot. I rant a lot.
Every time I say, ah, Pumpkinhead is mentioned.
He got mentioned tonight. There he is, Pumpkinhead. I'm sure the people listening to podcast
and when we try to pronounce words.
Yeah, we don't pronounce stuff well, especially you and your, like the German names and the French names.
Hey,
you really
I,
butcher those.
I'm not French or German. My name may sound like it, but I'm not German. So
you're not German.
No.
Whenever I say all right. Krampus. You say Krampus. You got that Indiana, Illinois hillbilly
Indiana, I've been to Indiana 2 times in my life.
What's the difference? Indiana, Illinois, same shit.
Hey, there's a big difference.
Nah.
What's the next one? Oh, every time you say you're not a host.
I don't get paid to be a host.
Hey, I don't get paid either, man.
You get paid more than me.
Shit.
You got...
I wish I got paid.
No pay.
I was supposed to get some burn barrels today, but I didn't have enough money to go get them. So,
well, fuck, why didn't you tell me?
I don't know.
I need burn barrels.
I know there's two. I got two of them.
Well,
I guess I'm gonna get them after work Monday.
How much are they?
15 a piece.
Oh shit!
With the tops cut off, they wanted 25 for the ones with the lids that you can tighten down, but I think that's a little pricey.
I don't know. If we're going to burn something, we need to put a lid on it, don't we?
Well, they're cutting the lids off the ones for me, so.
I don't get it.
They're cutting the top off because they're full barrels with the top and the bottom on them, so they're going to cut the top off of both of them, so we'll be able to partially put the top on, so.
Maybe we ought to have one with the top and one with the top cut off.
Yeah, we could do that. I guess we can just stick it in the toxic room when we're not using it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
I'll buy the one with the top. You can buy the one without a top.
All right.
It's going to be in the cemetery anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We got some stuff to burn, too.
You got stuff to burn.
Maybe next weekend we can burn some shit up.
Don't hear that Lisa hear us say that. She's anti-burning shit. Remember when we tried to get the burn, what was it? The fire pit?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a fire pit and roast some marshmallows and stuff.
We got yelled at over that one, sort of. You're going to catch the trees on fire.
We ain't going to catch no trees on fire. We ain't going to catch no trees on fire. We'll be good. As long as you watch it, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Good to have a burn barrel, though, man. All that scrap bullshit we have, we can just throw in there and Set it ablaze.
Okay, we'll burn some shit.
Sounds like a plan. Maybe we'll do a live stream of us burning some shit. Or we could do an episode around the burn barrel.
We could do an episode around the burn barrels. We're burning shit.
Yep.
What are we going to burn first?
I don't know. We got all that shit in that wheelbarrow we got to get rid of.
I keep using that shit.
Oh, yeah? What are you using it for?
Fuck, just when I need something.
I came down the other night and got one of the, when I came down and got that rose bush you gave me, I got one of them pipes out of the back, them square steel pipes from the signs. And I used it to bend up my my running board from where it was bent.
You'll burn the backyard down.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we got busted. She hurt us.
We won't burn it down.
We're gonna burn. We ain't gonna burn nothing down.
We'll run the water hose back there and keep the water hose handy.
We already got the water hose put up for the winter because of the freeze. The one freeze we've had this winter.
Yeah, and everybody lost their fucking mind.
I did.
Huh? You did?
Always. I don't like the cool weather.
It was only 2 days.
Yeah, it was the longest days of my life.
Everybody's bought everything out of the store. You couldn't get bread or milk or nothing like that. Wasn't even no snow. It was sunny.
It never did snow, did it?
No, it wasn't supposed to. It was just a cold snap. I'm surprised we ain't been getting none of that rain that California's getting. Them poor fuckers out there.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but they need rain, supposedly. So, you know, we had that huge flood in August. We got, like 12 inches of rain in, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, I know.
And, it caused some flooding, but we needed it. Yeah. It got us out of the drought, and now we're back to normal on everything.
Well, they're getting too much. They're getting it all, and they got, like, 4 foot of rain in the last month, it seems like, I think.
To break a drought, you need a flood. I was told that by several weathermen. So, I mean, Lake Mead is like almost empty and shit. They need water out there.
Yeah, I know. Them bodies are popping up everywhere now.
Yeah, I know. They need Lake Mead to get full again.
Yeah, so they can dump more bodies. Yeah, I've been, like I said, I've been listening to the Suicidal Tendencies albums, and
you know where I heard Suicidal Tendencies? I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on my PS5 just because whenever I get a new gaming system, I seem to revert back to that game, and one of the stations is playing Suicidal Tendencies on it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's just like a regular radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and when you're in your car. That game sucks. The damn cops will shoot you just for nothing.
Really?
Yeah, them cops are mean on that game.
Wow.
That game's old. I think I originally played that on the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360.
Can you beat up hoes and stuff on there?
Yeah, you still can.
Bitch slap some hoes.
I used to use it. I usually go around and drive around and just kind of have fun. Sent a picture. It's Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley around a fire. She said, "That's me and you." You must be Chumley.
Hey, Tennessee.
Yeah. We're Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley. That's our new name.
That's funny. Yeah, and I've been watching a bunch of documentaries.
What did I watch? I was watching some Ted Bundy documentary that I came across last Sunday, and I went to sleep during it because it was sort of boring. It was some lady that claimed she was Ted Bundy's boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the hell you call it. And it wasn't very interesting.
Well, he was married when he got arrested and shit.
I guess it was this lady. I don't know.
Huh.
But what have you been watching? That wasn't very exciting.
Well, today I watched, I know you're not a big fan of Rush, but this was a documentary on their last tour in 2015.
That would be cool to watch, I'm sure.
It was pretty good, man. I quite enjoyed it. Neil Peart, he rode his motorcycle. He wouldn't ride on the tour bus with him. He rode his bike, his motorcycle to
the whole tour?
The whole tour throughout Canada and the United States.
That's just wild.
40 something stops.
That's just wild.
Yep. And when he would ride in the rain and his feet kept getting soaked and soaked, and he got infection in his feet. And I guess it lasted for like 3 weeks. His feet was just like ate up from that infection, from being his feet being wet. And he was still drumming the whole time. He didn't take no fucking time off.
Wasn't he sick on that tour or something?
No, not yet. They didn't find out he had the brain tumor until later. Okay. That was a real quick thing that happened.
Yeah, because, they kept saying they thought it was probably going to be their last tour, from what I remember.
Yeah,
they said they weren't going to advertise it or promote it, but they sort of figured it was going to be their last tour.
Yep, 40th anniversary. It was a good documentary.
Yeah, you got to respect Rush. I mean, I'm just not the biggest fan of their music, but I'm starting to learn that a lot of the bands that I'm not as fond of is because of me and my friend Rob at work. He's a big metal guy. He's a few years older than me, like you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's my age is why I like Rush and some of these bands I just never really got into.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you a good example is Van Halen. I mean, I remember Van Halen from Jump. Honestly, Panama, I remember the 1984 album because that's when at my age, that was what was popular. And when I went back to rediscover the other Van Halen albums as a kid, I was sort of disappointed. They didn't sound like, they didn't sound like 1984. They were different. And Rob was telling me that he actually listened to our Creatures of the Night episode and said he was really impressed and said that he was never a Kiss fan because when he was a kid, Kiss had just put out when he was getting into rock, they just put out The Elder and Kiss had sort of fallen off the bandwagon. He was a big Van Halen guy. He's actually got a Eddie's guitar on his computer at work. So it sort of makes sense why we're into different sort of bands. Just a few years difference in age makes a big difference. And the fact that I got into the scene a little bit later than some, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, I probably should. I don't really dislike
Rush. I listened to a big wide range of music when I was a kid, though. I was a big Police fan, dude. Fucking love
them. I mean, I've told the story probably here. I'm repeating myself. I went to that Lutheran school. I don't know why, because my parents were neither Lutheran nor religious, but that's where I was at. So we all got into like pop and rock. I don't know what grade. And yeah, I was an MTV kid. It would be the best way to determine it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just didn't go back. The first Van Halen album wasn't on my radar as a kid. It just wasn't. Now, as I got older, I went and rediscovered a lot of things, and Rush and even some of those early Van Halen albums just didn't catch my ear like a lot of other stuff. Example, Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio. That caught my ear big time. I'm like, whoa, this shit is impressive. This is great. You know, and even as I got older, I went back and rediscovered Pink Floyd and Deep Purple a lot more, their earlier stuff.
Yeah.
So UFO, I remember when we first met, you thought, you like UFO? I'm like, not really. Now I do. I actually am a fan of UFO. But some of these albums, I never could get into Rush a lot. I know Neil Peart's like the best drummer ever. There's no doubt about it. But
yeah, I know. He. I've never seen anybody drum like him, for sure.
I saw somebody actually posted who's the greatest drummer on Facebook today when I was eating, and somebody said Neil Peart, and I'm like, well, who would I think is the best drummer ever? And I'm still thinking about that. And
I'd have to say Neil.
For me, though, I'm saying in my
opinion. Oh, in your opinion, yeah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I know technically who's the greats, but if I were to like just could magically start a band of people in their prime, would I really want Neil Peart in my band? Probably not. I mean, honestly, depending on what sort of, it'd be metal, obviously, what music I'm playing. But as a metal drummer, who's the best drummer? You know, hard rock and metal.
That's a hard one. That's hard, man. There's so many good people.
I know. I've been thinking about that all day.
I don't know. Just Neil Peart, though. He was like, huh? Dave Lombardo?
Dave Lombardo from Slayer.
I don't know. He's pretty fucking good, too.
He is pretty goddamn good. He's really good. I mean, he's played with everybody since he left Slayer. He's even the drummer for the Misfits now.
Yep.
Not that that's impressive. I mean, the Misfits were a punk band, but still, the guy can play anything.
Yep. Wasn't his dad Guy Lombardo, I think? Yeah.
I don't know. I think you might be right.
I think so. Guy Lombardo, yeah.
But he might be my favorite drummer.
Well, he's pretty damn good.
I always had a hell of a respect for Eric Carr. I mean, he passed away in, what, like 89, 90?
Something like that, yeah.
And Eric Singer's a damn good drummer. I was listening. I went and did a walk this afternoon, and I had Kiss on, and I'm like, I was listening. It did a live version of something, and I'm like, you know, the best Kiss live album is a live three. And that had Bruce Kulick and Eric Singer on it. And they do Detroit Rock City, and Eric's drumming on that song is just epic. So next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to have to tell him that, I guess. But no, I mean, I just love hearing Kiss with heavy double bass drums. It just makes the songs better.
Yeah.
I've always been critical of Peter Criss. He was good for the time, I guess, but I just didn't think Peter was a great drummer.
Who else?
Great drummers of the rock and metal genre.
Might have to think about this and do an episode on it.
We might have to do an episode on this.
Do our top 10
drummers.
Yeah.
See, as a kid, as a teenager, I thought Lars was the best drummer because of Injustice for All. And, you know, now everybody criticizes Lars for being a sucky drummer, but I still think the drums on Injustice for All is fucking brilliant, man.
Yeah, yeah. Even though they were louder than everything else.
I liked it. I still like it. But I do understand Lars is not technically the greatest drummer, but shit, I don't know.
He does a pretty good job on that new song. Drums on it are pretty good.
Yeah, I think Lars gets a lot of shit. I don't know. I still say I don't know. There's a lot of good drummers, but who's the best?
That's hard, man. I know Bill Ward would have to be up there.
He's a goddamn good drummer, man.
Yep.
I mean, taking nothing from Bill Ward, but my God, that was an upgrade in my opinion.
Yeah. What's his name from Priest?
Scott Travis?
Yeah, Scott Travis. He's an awesome
freaking
drummer.
Phenomenal. Matter of fact.
Shit, we might have to do a top. Scott, we might have to do a 15, man.
Scott Travis might be the drummer if I were to start a band. I would take him because he can play everything.
He can play the old Priest songs. He can play
the Painkiller shit. I'm mixing here, folks.
Mixing.
You have to make your drinks. I make mine on the air.
I made me some ice.
I got me some water.
Drinking out of my Moxley glass again.
Good. Vinny was a fucking great drummer, man.
Yeah.
He didn't get a lot of credit, but Vinny was fucking epic.
He's different. He had a different sound totally than anybody else, too.
He did. I was told by many that Vinny could only play his drum kit because he would beat everybody else's to death if he like got on stage and played drums. That he just hit so hard. He had a very hard hit to him.
Yeah. You can hear that for sure.
So, yeah, I mean.
Didn't he have his drums designed especially for that, though?
He did, yeah. He went to D-Drums.
D-Drum, yeah.
Which was Dean Guitars, I think's offset.
I'm not a big expert on musical instruments, I'm not an actual musician.
Me neither. I can't play shit.
So, yeah, we'll have to have a drum debate.
Yeah, for sure. There's so many, man. So many good people.
And there's a lot of them that I think of, and I'm like, well, they're not that great, maybe. I don't know. Like Tommy Lee, I thought was a freaking overrated joke.
Well,
Tommy was all glitz.
Remember that MTV show he was on back in...
Oh, Tommy Lee Goes to College.
Yeah. He couldn't play. He couldn't play in the band. He couldn't fucking play.
I'll tell you one guy that a lot of people give a lot of respect for, and that's Ricky Rocket from Poison.
Yeah, he's actually a good drummer.
Ricky Rocket's a good drummer.
He's more of a technical drummer too.
He's very technical. I think his abilities were wasted in Poison, probably.
Probably, yeah.
So, Mick Brown from Dokken, I always thought was a pretty damn good drummer. Dokken was a good band if you took Don Dokken out of the equation. If it's just Pilsen, Lynch, and Mick Brown, it was a lot better band.
What was I watching the other night that he was on? He's looking haggard, dude.
Don Dokken?
Yeah.
He can't sing. He can't do anything.
I seen a live video of them from, I think, the Tooth and Nail tour, dude. And they sounded like shit. Well, he sounded like shit.
Yeah, Don's one of them guys that was never great live. Bret Michaels suck live. Bret talked all of his shit out more than anything.
He was
kind of like Vince.
Yeah.
Sort of like Vince. That gets another good debate. Great singers versus great frontmen.
Yeah.
I think D. Snyder's got the shit shaken over that.
Let me
leave it to D to start shit. He pissed off the guy from Queensryche.
Oh, the new singer?
Todd, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He pissed him off.
Let's see here.
The Queensryche guy mad because he said something. I don't know what it was.
D's always pissing somebody off.
I think D was basically saying that you have good front men and you got good. I know what he said. He said that Ronnie James Dio was not a great front man. And you know what? He wasn't a great front man. He was the greatest singer of all time, but Dio wasn't. He just go, hey, you know, this is our next song from the Blah Blah album. This is whatever. This is Heaven and Hell. You know, he would do the little, they turned the lights red on him and he'd do his little devil horns. But was Ronnie a great showman like Bruce?
No.
And that pissed off the dude from Queensryche. You can't talk bad about Ronnie. He wasn't talking bad about Ronnie. Ronnie wasn't a showman. He was a singer. And he was probably the greatest singer of our genre.
Yep.
That's another thing we have to get into is the Dio show, the Dio documentary. We're going to do an entire episode on that. We've got to give Dio paybacks for that terrible episode 2 we did about him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Obviously, that sort of format didn't work. We've never tried it again.
Oh, the
biography format we tried.
Yeah. I still want to go back and do some albums of his, for sure.
We will. We're just going to act like we never did that episode because we didn't know what we were doing. And
yeah, it was like our third episode.
It was our second episode.
Was it our second and third?
Second episode? And third. We broke it into parts.
Yeah, we did two parts. Yeah.
And you forgot about Dream Evil.
Yeah, I got my notes.
And your exact words was, it's not on the notes. I'm like, well, it's still there. And you're like, well, it's not on the notes. I'm like, oh, man. So, yeah, we're going to we're gonna revisit, Ronnie. The movie's out on Showtime now, if you don't know.
You can watch it on YouTube, too, I guess.
Oh, is it on? Yeah, okay.
I guess it's on YouTube, yeah.
Highly, highly recommend it. We both, me and Brett, were discussing that it makes us look at Wendy in a different kind of light now.
Yeah.
I don't think she's so much a
grave
money grabber than we thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a very good movie. I suggest watching it for sure. For sure.
It was good. It was well done.
Yeah. And this documentary I watched today. Where is it here? You ever heard of a band called Unlocking the Truth?
No. Why would I?
Dude, I seen this documentary today. It was from 2016. And it's these three little black kids that got a metal band going together, and they played on the subway in New York City and got signed with Sony Records with a $1.8 million record contract, and they're 12.
When did this happen?
It says they formed in 2007, but they only put out one album.
I didn't know they were offering up contracts in 2007 that size.
They're broken up now. They broke up in 2020.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they were a three-piece. They actually opened up for Metallica at a show up in Canada in Montreal.
Boy, I don't know. You got me on this one.
You'll have to check it out. What the hell's the name of the let's see here. Yeah, they were on the Vans Warp Tour. They played at Coachella, South by Southwest, Bonnaroo.
I don't know who they are.
Opened up for Guns N' Roses, Motorhead, Queens of the Stone Age, and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, what the heck's the name of the...
You must be back on Tubi again.
Yeah, I love Tubi, man. Wish we could get them to sponsor us. Along with Absolute.
I don't know if Fox would sponsor us. I don't know if we're politically correct enough for Fox.
For Fox?
Yeah.
Fox
owns Tubi.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Huh, didn't know that. I love it, though, man. I don't mind watching the commercials. They're only like, they spread them out good where you can, you know.
I'll be glad when football's over so I won't have to watch any more commercials for a while.
Yeah, you got to watch football on antenna, don't you?
Well, actually, I've got Sling TV for now.
Yeah, that's
right. I get Fox and
I don't know why your antenna didn't work down there, dude.
I threw it in the trash.
Mine works fine. I just got it sitting up on top of the TV.
You know, I never used it ever until football season got here. This is the first football season I've had without cable, so. Tubi will probably get reduced down here probably after Monday because there's only like one set of playoff games on ESPN because right now I've got the expensive Sling package, the orange and the blue, so I can get – they break up ESPN and Fox into two different packages on purpose, I guess.
Huh. That's crazy.
Well, so actually, it's Disney. Disney is broke up, and then Fox and some of the other channels are into one package. So that way they can try to get you everything. You know, Disney owns like half the networks.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, on a lot of the former Fox networks, whenever they bought 20th Century Fox, they ended up with FX and a lot of those channels, which is confusing because FX was the Fox logo, and now
yeah,
it's
I know.
Got nothing to do with Fox anymore.
That's crazy. And
20th Century is its own movie company again. That's a repeat, so everybody better take a drink, because I've said this several times.
Okay, I'll take a drink.
20th Century Fox, and now it's just 20th Century, and Fox is separate again.
Isn't it 20th Century Media or something now?
20th Century Pictures, I believe, or Studios. But yeah, once upon a time, Fox and them were separate entities, and they are once again.
Do they still got the lion roaring?
No, that's MGM.
Is that MGM? That's right. I don't even know.
MGM's now owned by Amazon.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they bought them out.
Wow. Old Bezos, he's got more money than fucking God, don't he?
No, he's not got as much as Elon. Elon Musk was even commenting on the House of Representatives that couldn't vote for the Speaker of the House.
Didn't they vote the guy in finally now or
something? He got voted in on his 15th vote. We don't go political on the show, but like, wow, is all I can say.
It's all just fucking stupid, man. Nobody can get along.
That was absolutely a joke right there.
Yeah, it was.
I don't care what party you are. You got to say that was a joke.
All them motherfuckers waiting to get sworn in and couldn't do nothing.
Dude, 15 times takes him to get voted in.
Oh, shit. Our country's so fucking stupid.
It is. It's very stupid.
I think we should be president and vice president. We could probably run it better than all them stupid motherfuckers.
I don't know.
I bet we could.
I don't know.
I got to pour me a little more here.
Tennessee Tuxedo and Chumley as president and vice president.
Gee, Tennessee, I got to make me a drink. I think I'm going to polish this bottle off tonight. What do you think?
Fuck. I don't know about that one.
We'll see.
Chumley, I don't think you'll live if you Chumley. Do that. You're going to be passed out for a week.
Well, that one night, that last Zoom we had, I drank.
You were so drunk on that. I got embarrassed.
It was all over.
From the random file.
It was all over when I got the hiccups.
Any day now, I'll be getting Robert the Doll spiced voodoo rum in.
Did you buy? You bought a fifth of it?
I did.
Man, that's a little pricey.
It don't matter. Robert wanted it.
Robert wanted it.
And you know, I'm now running an Alexa in the living room, and it's on Robert's table. And the funny thing is, it knows who Robert is. Echo, who is Robert the Doll?
According to an Alexa Hunter's contributor.
You hear it? See? Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
So Robert is ecstatic that the little electric box knows who he is, so he lets me sit it on his table.
Well, when you
he
get
like that, it at first.
When you get that, I'm about to do a shot. I'm not a big rum guy, but I'll do a shot of Robert.
Well, what we're gonna do is we're probably gonna drink the rum, and then we're gonna fill Robert's bottle up with like some red food coloring water and leave it for Robert, because Robert don't need to get drunk. But he wants his bottle on his stand.
Rum will fuck you up, man.
Well, Robert wanted the bottle, so Robert gets whatever
he wants.
It is
a cool looking bottle.
Robert gets what he wants. He runs this house. Robert the Doll controls the house. We don't want to make him mad. He didn't like that Echo being on his table at first.
I wonder if he talks to it.
He does. I heard it talking the other night. Robert can talk to it.
You start hearing that motherfucker go off in the middle of the night. I'd be moving
either
it.
Robert or this damn jigsaw creep.
Oh, shit.
That guy's just a creep.
Yeah, he is.
But I like you can see D. Snyder behind him now.
Yeah, that's funny.
Nose itches. I've been outside too much today, I think.
Yeah, the mountain cedar is blooming. It's mountain cedar season. And whatever the fuck today. A mountain cedar is. It looks like a Christmas tree to me is what it looks like.
Well, it got me today. It got an itchy nose.
Yeah, it's been bugging me the last few days, too. Had the snuffles.
Me and Scarlett walked the haunted house today, by the way.
Did you?
Everything's still intact. There's a few limbs falling in places.
Yeah, I seen that the other day when I walked. I did a walkthrough when I came down to get that rose bush.
Isn't it fun to walk through there?
Yeah, I love the haunt. I want to come down and work on it. I'll probably be down there working on it. And you'll be like, what the fuck are you doing out here?
We don't got no wood right now to repair anything.
I was thinking about grabbing some pallets, at least some good, the good blue ones.
Blue ones.
Yeah. Need about 6 or 8 of them.
I need to like do some blueprints on that museum room, how we're going to build it out. Yeah. I'm kind of going on Richard's theory of doing the crisscross rooms instead of the big rooms. But then again, the kids take all the museum pieces and walk with them. So. I don't know.
The candles and stuff, yeah. All them one kids. I'm like, they kept walking through with it, all that stuff. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing with that? I said, you better put that back up when you're done with it. I said, you can't be running off home with that stuff. It ain't free. It ain't free. It ain't gimme.
It ain't grabsies at the haunted house.
Oh, shit. Some of them were carrying them big candelabras and shit around. I was like, damn.
I know.
What the hell's going on?
All that stuff's going to have to stay in the Count Karabi room this year, I think. Yeah. So I can watch it.
Yep. So what else you got going on, Carl?
I've just been watching football the last 2 weeks.
I'm trying to think what else I watched.
I haven't watched anything. I guess I'm going to be watching Evil Dead 2, or what did we say we're doing? Chainsaw 2 coming up?
Chainsaw 2, or I thought we were going to, what we talked about the other day that your friend recommended.
What?
That your friend from work?
Oh, Van Halen?
Yeah.
Whichever.
Either or.
You're going to have to carry the Van Halen topic. I don't got a lot of knowledge on early Van Halen.
Yeah, that first album, man, that's probably my favorite one.
It's got one of the dumbest songs of all time, though, that Ice Cream Man song. What the fuck is that about?
Well, we'll learn. You'll learn about it when we do the episode.
Because I don't know. So we got Van Halen 1 coming up, or probably Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 coming up. Did we ever do the original Chainsaw Massacre? You said we're going to start going in order now.
No, we didn't. We haven't, no.
But we'll just skip and go to part 2.
Oh, I watched the newest documentary on the... that's been done and done in the dirt many times. The Amityville Horror.
There's house. Another documentary about it?
Yeah, it was came out last year. Yeah. After the DeFeo guy died.
I haven't seen. Where's that one at? I like watching Amityville
on
Horror.
On Tubi, man.
On Tubi.
It came it's got a bunch of podcasters and stuff on there that's done episodes about it, and TikTokers and shit like that.
What is the current views on the Amityville Horror? They think it's real or fake in 2023.
I don't know. There's a couple that few people. They actually had a priest on there that's like the head exorcist of the Catholic Church in the United States. He was saying that there was more than likely a demon. That he was possessed by a demon. Huh?
Do you think the Fayo had the demon in him and then it stuck around for the Lutz family and then it just disappeared?
Yeah, because supposedly none of the other families after that have had anything going on. Nothing's
ever happened there again.
Yeah.
Except about 500,000 sequels that were unauthorized.
And that were dumb. Most of them were dumb. I wasn't a big fan of the Ryan Reynolds one either.
It was okay. When I say it's okay, it's just okay. Amityville 2 is the best. Yeah. That movie's creepy as shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's one of my I think we did a thing and I put that on a list. That movie's creepy.
But it's going on there right now.
Amityville 2?
Yep.
Okay.
Amityville.
That was actually about the DeFeo family. It's sort of the prequel.
Yeah. What's his name? The what's that guy's name? He was in Rocky.
Paulie from Rocky. That's all I know him as.
Yeah, I forget Burt his Young. Name. Burt Young. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah, that was the third one was stupid as shit.
Yeah, they're not too great.
But first one was good too.
The second's better.
Did you ever read the book?
4K version of Exorcist 3 coming soon from Scream Factory. I'll probably get that.
Ooh. I got the Blu-ray of The Exorcist.
This is Exorcist 3, not 1.
Oh, okay. I got the Blu-ray of the regular Exorcist.
Everybody knows I like Exorcist 3 better than the first one.
The sequel's coming out, or the... remake's coming out.
Yeah, no, I'm curious how that's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm. The new Evil Dead didn't look too bad. Did you see the?
That looks weird.
Yeah.
The spoiler trailer looks stupid, but the trailer looked a little better.
They're in like an apartment, like a apartment building or something like a.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they don't.
Bruce actually gave like a teaser trailer, I guess they call it. It looked pretty dumb, but the trailer looked better.
Yeah.
Of course, Bruce and Sam Raimi are executive producing the thing.
We might have to go see that at the IMAX or whatever the hell it is over there.
Yeah.
Comes out. When does it come out? April or something?
Something. I'm not sure how that's going to turn out.
There's a bunch of good ones coming out.
At least they're out of the goddamn cabin. They're doing something different. I give them credit for that.
Yep. Still has to do with the Necronomicon. Somebody brought that along with them.
They always do. I just know Bruce said he wasn't doing Ash ever again, so.
Yeah. He produced it, though, so.
Yeah, him and Sam Raimi both produced it.
Yep. And we're going to Texas Frightmare for one day.
I'm about as excited as that as I am watching paint dry, but it's whatever.
Are you going to see the Raimi brothers?
Just Sam. I don't care about the brother. Just because I like For Love of the Game, the baseball movie, actually. I'm going to tell him that, too. I'll say, I've liked everything you ever done, but that was the best movie you ever did. And I'm sure you'll probably be happy to hear that.
You got it on 4K?
I've got a... No, it didn't come on 4K.
Got it on Blu-ray?
Yeah, it's on Blu-ray. I got everything. I don't have any DVDs left to my knowledge. Except I'd for take, concerts.
Take it and have him sign it.
I don't got anything but concerts.
I bet he's maybe had one other person
ever sign that.
Yeah.
I've actually got the baseball from the movie.
Oh really?
Yeah, I do.
That's crazy. Wow.
Well, anything else you got?
No, that's about it. Just looking at what do we got going on here coming up. Let's see what's on the list. Damn, the list is long, and I've took stuff off. End of Days is on the list.
Let's just take that off. We're never going to watch that.
That's a good movie, though. Still got to do the Motley Crue.
Dude, I don't think that's ever going to happen. I get more pissed at them fucks by the day.
Maybe I'll just do a couple albums on the midweek.
Maybe I'll do a John Corabi episode.
Yeah, you could do that. I'm all for it, man. Maybe he'll watch it.
I'll do Motley Crue. I'll do Motley Crue from John Corabi's perspective. That's about all the guys are going to get out of me anymore.
All right.
Somebody was going to steal Motley Crue if we didn't do it. I forgot who. Y'all can have it.
Was it the guys from Monsters in a Mosh Pit?
Whoever, y'all can have it. Motley's a joke. The only good album is the Corabi album and Generation Swine and Shout at the Devil, and that's it.
Yeah, I love Shout at the Devil. Carrie, 1976. The Omen, 1976. Originals.
Carrie?
Yeah. Love that movie, dude. Who the fuck is like Count Yorga?
Oh, yeah. We're going to watch Count Yorga soon. Or am I going to do that as a midweek?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
You need to learn your counts. How many counts can you name on one hand?
Probably two, three. Count Karabi, Count Dracula, and now Count Yorga. Count Yorga. Subspecies. Did you ever see that movie?
I did not like that movie.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
You should make me watch it so I can make fun of it.
I just watched it for like the second time a few weeks ago.
It'd be one of those rants.
What's this Fuck Off Bubba the movie?
God damn, what a great movie. Fuck Off Bubba the movie? That must have been filmed at Moxley Manor about 10 years ago.
Oh, and I told
that was
about
the Fuck Off Bubba days.
I told you.
I gotta go smoke.
I told you about this the other day that I watched Cronenberg's Rabid. That movie was a trip, dude.
Where'd you find it at?
It was on Tubi. It wasn't on Tubi. What was it? I think it was just on regular Prime.
On Amazon?
Yeah, on Amazon.
Because I'm not paying like $30 for the Blu-ray that Scream Factory's got.
Shockwaves from 1977.
I've got that on Blu-ray, possibly.
Do you?
If I didn't get rid of it, it's probably in the other room. It's in a pile of not watchable movies, but I'll pull it out and watch it.
Yeah, it's I've seen that. That's one of them drive-in movies from the mid-late 70s. So,
well, we got a lot coming up here in the next month or two.
It's a new year.
I guess we're not having Friday the 13th at Moxley Manor.
Yeah, I guess not. I texted Richard to see if he was working up there this weekend. He said no, next weekend. So that must be a hard no on the Friday the 13th thing. So
Well, the Dark Hour, I think, kind of stole the thunder for that.
Yeah.
They're doing some kind of interactive thing.
Yeah.
Somebody else is open for Friday the 13th, but it's one of the sucky haunts that we
Hangman's,
don't
I think. And yeah. Hangman's doing it.
Fuck Hangman.
Sucky haunt.
Yeah. I'll give the Dark Hour props and... Yeah,
we need to get Alan on for a haunt talk.
We need to get Richard on for a haunt talk.
Yeah, him too. Him too.
Shit.
Because he's got...
Transworld is like next week or some shit.
Oh, they changed it, didn't they?
Yeah, because they're going to like redo the convention center up there, so they had to move it up.
Yeah, they're going to start tearing it all out. Yeah, they're making it bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah. So they can hold more people in there for football.
Yeah, the XFL's coming back, and St. Louis is the biggest city up there for the XFL. They had like 50,000 people before the COVID shut it down. You know, we're going to have a team called the Arlington Renegades.
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm going to get some tickets for that.
Are they playing at the AT&T?
No, they're playing at Choctaw Stadium.
Oh, okay.
The former ballpark in Arlington. The former Ranger Stadium. It's been converted over to a soccer and football field.
Yeah, doesn't the big soccer team play there? What the hell were they called?
It's
It's
no longer a baseball. We've got a baseball stadium, the AT&T, and then we got Choctaw Stadium, all three right in the same
within
vicinity.
A block. Yeah, there's
Globe
nothing.
Life Park is the Globe Life Field is the Ranger Stadium.
Yeah.
Which they can play football in that as well. So, yeah, it's weird. So the XFL will be returning, and maybe we'll get into that because it's going to be a little different than regular.
Remember when they first started that back in the early 2000s?
It was McMahon.
Yeah.
But you see, he's going back to the WWE after they kicked him out.
He is.
Yeah. He was forced into retirement. Now he says, well, I'm coming back. So I'm the top stockholder and nobody can stop me.
He's getting fucking old, man.
You don't want to be retired. Like me, I guess.
I guess as long as he's in decent shape and can still get around, why not?
I've been going on 30 years at my job now,
maybe,
dude. Maybe 30 years.
30 years.
And I'm still not retiring.
Nah, you
I could have retired 3 years ago, but I'm not going to.
You got a few more years to go. Now that COVID's over and you're not screwed again. So
yeah. Well, I think that's about all we got. It sounds like a good stopping point. That's about an hour.
Yeah.
We try not to go over an hour anymore.
Sorry if we rambled on, everybody, but
I don't think we did tonight. I can judge pretty well. Some of these free-for-alls, we rambled we rambled on 3 hours that one. What was it, the 100th episode or the one-year episode? That was the worst episode we ever did.
I know, and we didn't.
We had to stop every 45 minutes and reset Zoom. And we're back. We're back.
God, what amateurs we were.
That's worse than the Dio episode.
Yeah, no.
Because at least the Dio episode had a lot of good information in it, even though
I think that's got the least listens and watches of anything, dude.
That was the worst episode of all time.
We were drunk as shit, too.
We're back.
You could tell how drunker we were getting by every time we paused.
Yeah, that episode, we ought to go back and delete off of the shit if you can do such a thing.
Oh, I've been trying to get, because you can watch video on Spotify now.
Oh, you can.
But you gotta watch, you gotta sign up for Anchor. Which is another pod. It's like Audio Boom that we use now, but it's with Spotify.
Well, we're sticking with Audio Boom for a year.
Yeah, because everybody,
it works.
60% of the people that listen to us are on Apple anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, one more thing. We only had one more review this week, and Carl says he knows whose it is, but won't tell me.
No, it's a secret.
It's a secret. So I guess no stickers will be sent out.
No.
Unless whoever that was that left us the review messages me personally, then you'll get some stickers. So
otherwise, they're not getting stickers.
Nope. The stickers will go to somebody else. So
ain't that the shit?
Ain't that the shit?
This guy needs his hair adjusted. It looks like it's... He looks weird.
Is Billy having a bad hair day?
His name is not Billy. His name is Jigsaw. That's Jigsaw.
I knew you were going to say that.
Billy is the puppet from Dead Silence, which actually is on sale on Vudu, and I think I'm going to go on and order it right now before it goes off sale, because Dead Silence is a fucking badass movie.
All right, so, everybody.
As we end, I'm going to go on Vudu and order a movie.
All right, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening, and check us out on the social medias.
Yeah, give them all out.
Give them all out?
Yeah, all our social medias.
Shit, I don't know them all by heart, man. All I know is the YouTube.
I know we got www.countkarabi.com for haunted house information.
YouTube.com/@TheEvilNeverDiesPodcast on YouTube. Smash that fucking like and subscribe button.
Nobody subscribes, but people watch.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're getting more shit on YouTube than we are anything at this stage.
Nah, it's starting to equal out, really. And I've heard that people actually watch and listen both, so.
Good. We've successfully the first few weeks we thought YouTube wasn't going to make it, but it is. So
just going to keep putting it up, putting it out there.
When I do the midweek, I will have YouTube, by the way.
And we're almost up to, I think after this episode airs, I think we'll have 5,000 downloads on Audio Boom. So
actual downloads, that's pretty good.
Listens, downloads, whatever the hell you want to call them. So
yeah, find me at Carl Todd on Facebook if you want to.
We're not hard to find.
I found a few people like me. I didn't really know exactly who they were, but had mutual friends that were podcast related. So people are finding me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and stay evil, everybody.